Bellator Championship Series Belfast in association with PFL. And I will say, quite a similar product. This is the second event taking place under the PFL leadership. And I will say it's pretty similar. Graphics obviously is, a little different in some, but they've got to do something about the marketing, man. They've got to do something about the marketing. I caught the sit down weighing thing. That was quite interesting. But let's get into the fight, man. Let's get into the fights. Let's get into the fights themselves. As I say, unfortunately, I didn't even catch all of them due to, as I say, the lack of marketing. But let's go through what I managed to catch on the main card and more. Mr. Moore, I'm telling you put up a valiant effort against Mr. Corey Anderson. I've only seen you fight once on the Bellator, and I thought it was a pretty decent fight. Was questioning why you was getting the opportunity to fight for the lightweight heavyweight championship, but I can understand they're going to Belfast, et cetera, hometown hero. So I get the marketing behind it. Thought that Corey Anderson would pretty much run through you within about 3 rounds, but oh no. You put up a very good performance, man. Very good performance. The takedowns is and the activity is where Corey got the victory. He won every single round. There was a question when you when he you know what was it the sixth third round possibly when he got that head kick and the little wobbled him a little some. Outside of that, it was a dominant performance, but he was putting up an excellent defense. Didn't just get run through as I thought he was. So congratulations. Head held high. The cardio was there. Overtime, I thought he would have drained him, man. In some of them shots when he was going back to back to the corner, he looked like he was a little out of breath of sorts. And the commentary team was saying like, "Yeah, man, he seems like he's fresh as a daisy and stuff." But he hung with him, man. He hung with him. Takedown defense was excellent. Just well, as experience ultimately it comes down to the experience. He's there. He's feeling it. He's trying to win ultimately. So as I say, congratulations, and ultimately as well, congratulations to the champ. Finally gets some gold wrapped around his waist. Corey Overtime Anderson. Doing his thing, man. Doing his thing. Hard fought battle. Let's see who got nidexed. And here, to fight. Listen, performance of the night. If this was UFC, Dana White. Yeah, man, we're giving these guys 50K, man. It's awesome, man. It was just awesome. Listen, Mr. Pitbull, coming off two defeats, showed you just need to stay in your weight class and do your thing. Possibly, you've obviously moved up and got the strap there, relinquished it for your brother and all those things. Stay in this right out into the sunset as the most dominant featherweight champion of Bellator history. I mean, you're looking at, when we think about it, Jose Aldo, the King of Rio, man, like you get into them territories. The only difference is obviously Jose was in the UFC as well as being a WEC champion as well. So he's got that extra veneer of, yeah, using the UFC. But look, Pitbull looked amazing. With Kennedy's reach and his abilities, I was thinking, looks in the young blood coming in this year. Pitbull's coming off two defeats. Obviously, now back in his weight class that he's owned and dominated. I thought it would be, pardon self, a little bit more of a challenge, should we say? I mean, don't get it twisted. Kennedy wasn't just like half stepping, quote unquote. Volume wasn't there. He wasn't using his reach. I think he was in the second round. He started, pumping that jab out a little bit more. It was a interesting game plan from Kennedy. I mean, he's got Nitzik, Extreme Couture in there. I don't think the game plan, or maybe the fighter himself, didn't execute what was needed to be done, but not taking anything away. The combinations, the finishing sequence, go back and check it out, man. There must have been about, what, 20 shots, man. He hit him with 20 knees, elbows, punches, body shots, head shots, crumbled him twice. And then the last, yeah, man, he was out of here. He was done. Turn out the lights. The party is over. Winner, Patricio Pitbull. Let's go. And he's even talking about Aaron Pico, and then he wants to fight the champion, the PFL champion. He's like, let's do it, man. Come on. It's exciting fights. We don't know how long this party is gonna last with PFL and Bellator. So let's make all the fun fights take place. Fabian Edwards, Brumtown's own, taking on a dangerous Jeffries. And I initially thought, because again, the promotion, man, I literally only found out about this fight. Like, what about this week? It's you gotta do something, man. And I'm coming off BBC iPlayer. Yeah, coming off BBC iPlayer, I think, is the worst thing you've done, guys. Go back onto BBC iPlayer for England. It's the zone thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe obviously you've got the PFL Europe on there. That's all cool. Ah, this is a money grab selling this product as well. You should have just left it with BT. I mean, sorry, with BBC iPlayer and all them something in my car. You can watch it back, can rewind and all those good stuff. But yeah, man, it was challenging. But let's get it back into the fight itself. All the buts. Fabian did his thing, man. Did his thing. It was a grinding battle, a grinding fight. There was glimpses where Fabian could create some space and get some distance and land them strikes and all that, but Jeffries was like, nah, this is not how I want to fight. My key to victory is to limit your offensive capabilities and get you up in clinch positions and try and take you down and all that. First round, Fabian was landing some beautiful knees, man, some heavy, beautiful knees, and Mayu didn't like it. Didn't like it, so he said, "Let's just change position, and I'm going to give you some knees, but maybe not as hard. But I'm going to create the volume," which he did. He was more than a challenge, man. He was more than a challenge. I don't think he was. He's got. He doesn't got the knockout power, but he's got endurance, and the wrestling capabilities were definitely displayed. Fabian did enough to get the victory to face Mr. Eblin. One more again. Congratulations to the Brumtown Bully, the assassin. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. Let's move forward on this here. And now this is where I caught the actual card itself, with Mr. James Gallagher taking on Hugo. I can't remember his first name. So I caught it midway through the second round. Midway through the second round. It was clear that it was very competitive, but Hugo had the upper hand. The strikes were there. Gallagher was clearly the faster athlete. Clearly, that saw a nice 3-punch combination, and he came in hella quick. I don't know what happened, but Hugo got his victory. Gallagher got his loss on home soil. Maybe it was, to me, from what I saw, he wasn't busy enough. He was very much looking to counter and stuff, looking for the counter strikes, thinking he needed to step the pace up. As I said, he was a faster fighter. I think he needed to be more offensive to make it more competitive in regards to him getting the victory. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Now, I only saw the highlights of this. Black Country, Wolverhampton. The Wolverhampton's own Tim Wilde's first round KO by Souza. I've only seen the highlights, so I don't even know what on earth was going on. But congratulations to Souza. Damn, man. Tim was on a 6-fight winning streak. He's got all the experience and all that. But this is what happens in MMA, man. Mixed martial arts, anything can go down. So I'm going to have to try and find a means of watching the rest of the card. But overall, pretty good. Pretty good for a second card itself. The technical issues, the technical things, the McCarthy thing, good. Good idea. Especially when he's talking about the judging elements. And I think that was more apparent in the championship, the co-main and the main events. John's advice reference, what the referee was doing. I think that was really good. That AJ McKee on there as well via satellite or Skype, whatever the means they're using. The connection wasn't the best, man. There's a clearly a bit of a delay with it that needs to get sorted out. And there was this Haskin, there was just bringing him in a bit too randomly. I could understand AJ with the Pitbull fight. I get that, but I was also asking about other stuff. I think it should have just been a little bit more specific. The programmer, a producer, whoever. Come on. I guess you gotta try and find your feet and stuff, but yeah, there's still some bits and pieces that need to be sorted on that. And yeah, what are we gonna score this card? What are we gonna score the card? We're gonna give the card from what I saw. What are we going to give the card? Oh, another thing I should mention, the walkout music wasn't very long at all for any of the fighters. They normally have them quite, let the songs play a little bit longer. So I'm going to give this a.
This episode is sponsored by Supreme of the UK. Click the link in the description and support the broadcast.
I'm going to give it a 7.5, man. Solid 7.5. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. Adios.